So glad you're all here.
Let's get started.
Would you like to start the day off by sharing?
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I was, having sex. A lot.
Welcome. Welcome. Why don't you, go ahead and introduce yourself?
Welcome to Everybody Loves Sex with
Jackie
and Sunny.
Hi.
Hello.
We have a great show.
Yes, we do. We have an awesome guest.
So our guest you met on the way in, and I think you guys are instant best friends. We have Josh Sabara, the author of Porn Again and other great things. I can't wait to go through his list of accomplishments. We also have a contest for our Donald Trump inflatable love doll, valued at over $25. Got Contest Chewy coming in to tell us about our contest today. We might have to give a few of those away if they're only 25, right?
Oh, yeah.
And those are by Pipe Dream Products. You should look them up. Donald Trump. And right now we should talk about porn world problems. Jackie?
You know what's funny? We were talking about pantyhose with Josh a few minutes ago before, off air.
Yes.
And I recently shot a girl who had a pretty substantial scar on her leg. And I didn't know it until she got on set. She's a beautiful girl, lovely. But I'm thinking, oh, crap. You know, because you have to think about the producers and the audience and that kind of thing. So what is hotter than having leggings ripped from your crotch and getting fucked? Or having sex? And so for me, I must be as PC as possible. And so for me, it was like what was once a challenge ends up being this really sexy, erotic thing. So for me, it's like turning a problem into something great. And hopefully it'll be kind of a niche in this movie. It was called MILF Pack, for those who want to know. It's about these MILFs that seduce their stepsons. Yeah.
Incest?
Yeah.
Faux-cest.
Faux-cest, yeah.
You're hot.
Yes.
Describing that just, yeah, it makes me want to watch it. Yeah. I think girls in stockings and nylons and pantyhose, that's sexy anyway.
So oh, yeah.
I can only imagine getting them ripped, that would be even hotter.
Yeah, I guess it just sort of elevates the level of connection and intensity, even if there's not intensity necessarily in the act. The fact that it's just ripping off and then something's being revealed is inherently sexy. So he ripped it, and then he ripped it over her butt, and it was a really hot scene.
How many times did he have to actually rip it?
Well, I cheated a little. I sniffed a little because as a director, I don't like to stop them once they're in the heat of it. So I snipped a little tiny hole that you couldn't see. And then he just went, and it looked like he was a buff guy. So it was believable. But yeah, it was very sexy. What about you? What's been going on in the toy world?
We've got new toys that are coming out.
What are they?
We've got a whole new line of products for Jimmy Jane, and they're in between our intro series and our form series. They're called Ascend. And there's four different styles. Yeah. And they're amazing. We've got one that I thought of you because it's the Ascend 4, and it has a deep thumping throb. And I know you love that type of vibration.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. So that's
it. Are they on the market yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Close. In time for the holidays, probably October. It'll be in a store end of October, November.
Awesome.
For sure by Black Friday.
I know what I'm getting for the holidays.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Thank you. You don't even have to wrap it.
You know. So you're listening to Everybody Loves Sex with Jackie and Sunny. Call us at 323-515-9922. Email us at letstalk@everybodylovessextalk. Or you can find us on social at lovessextalk. Our guest, Josh Sabara, is standing by. But first, I wanted to talk to you about a story I found in Cosmo called 10 Things He's Thinking During Rough Sex. Now, this was what, from a man's point of view, what he thought when his partner initiated rough sex with him. Have you ever initiated rough sex with your partner?
Yeah.
And how did that go? Did you tell him you were going to do it, or you just launch on him? And
no, I think it's, I don't think you can have rough sex unless you guys inherently have that connection where you have that fire and that passion. I don't think I would try and initiate with somebody that's a little more sedate because it probably wouldn't pan out as well.
Yeah, you'd have to work too hard, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
And rough sex has to be mutual.
Yes, it does. You're right.
So what were these guys thinking?
Well, the first one says, please be careful. I have to meet my family in an hour. I've had that happen. Like, don't leave marks. Don't leave marks.
Oh. Have you ever had marks?
I have. Have you?
Hickeys more than anything, not necessarily more. And Spanx, but you don't really see that.
Oh, you Spanx you do for swimsuits.
Well, no, if I don't wear thong swimsuits, honey. And I don't even wear swimsuits, so I wear t-shirts.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, that's hot. You swim in t-shirts?
Yeah. I did wear a bikini on my trip this last weekend because it was sort of like an awakening or whatever. Okay, so what else are guys
thinking? Wait, were you awakened?
I was.
Did it work?
Yeah, it was a Zen retreat with my girlfriend. Yeah, it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to talk more about that later. The second thing guys think is, wait, what's going on? I could see that. Like,
this is what I say, though.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah, but if this is what somebody's thinking, this doesn't... Okay, all right, keep going.
I think it's cute. Okay, third guy said, this is amazing.
Yeah, okay, I would think that would be true.
Right? I didn't expect this. I could see, you know, a guy...
Cosmo,
pretending. These
are groundbreaking revelations here. This article is groundbreaking. Okay, I am just astounded that this is what guys are thinking. Okay, keep going.
You can go harder.
Okay.
I could see guys thinking that. Ow, ow, ow. I like that one, by the way. That might be code for more. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay, that's where I draw the line. This is going to break my penis and I don't even care. This is going to give me PTSD.
Breaking the penis is a very serious issue. We've had a couple adult stars that have had that. So that is definitely not something you want, even if the rough sex is good. Because it's a lifelong issue. So, okay. Chen thinks he's thinking during rough sex. Ladies, just go for it. I mean, that's really the lesson here.
That is the lesson here. Throw them against the wall. Throw them down.
Yeah.
Take what's yours.
Yes.
That's what
Which I have a feeling that you probably are the aggressor.
I am.
Yeah. Not surprised at all. It's hot.
You knew that. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, but I mean, I think I think anyone that meets you would make that assumption that you're not a little, you know, innocent librarian.
No, God.
You look like one, but.
You know, it's funny because someone asked me the other day, they said, I bet I can guess what you do. And I'm like, oh, really? Tell me.
And
what do
they
I
say?
Do you sell insurance?
No.
Yes. And I said, oh, you're so close. So close. No, I work in a dildo factory. But you are so close. Yes. Okay, if you guys have any stories about rough sex or anything else you want to share, call us at 323-515-9922 or email us at letstalk@everybodylovessextalk.com. Next up is sex in the news because everybody does love sex. And I'm kind of deviating here because you said something before the show about an emoji that they're retiring and you're upset. Mm-hmm. You're very, very livid about it.
Yeah.
Tell me, which one is it?
I'm really tired of all the PC crap going on in this world. I just, they're getting rid of the gun emoji, which I use constantly, like, you know, the
next
little
to your
face
head emoji. And then,
yeah, like, because half the time when you work in porn, you want to blow your brains out pretty much every day. And they're getting rid of it because I think some child somewhere in this country posted a gun emoji on Instagram and they thought it was a national threat or something ridiculous like that. So now it's going to be a water gun emoji, people.
Really? That's what
they're retiring and it's going to become a water gun. Yes.
That doesn't mean the same thing. Are you going to use the eggplant now instead?
The eggplant and then the little spouts of water I always use. Like
Did you notice that our guests... Jeff Segura has an eggplant on his shirt today.
Yes, yes.
My favorite shirt that he has. Yeah. I love that. So other things in the news. Did you see that Ozzy Osbourne is in sex addiction therapy?
I did, yeah.
Are you just shocked about that?
Well, I mean, I don't think any time you find out that a celebrity is an addict, it's particularly shocking. No, I'm actually, the thing that shocked me most is that they're staying together through it all, which I think is awesome. And I think that, you know, in this day and age, people are having a wide variety of partners, even when they're in committed relationships. So this isn't particularly that newsworthy. Obviously, he's saying it's an addiction. I don't really know what that means either. Is he completely out of control with his sex, or are people falling on that as an excuse like they often do with porn?
I think they are, because I looked it up and there's other celebrities who are saying they have sex addiction. Tiger Woods, David Duchovny, Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, who is a porn hater, I'm not a fan of him because of that. He blamed porn for making him have a sex. Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah,
what kind
you
of
don't
porn?
Blame the alcohol for the addiction. You take responsibility and say that you have the problem is within you, because it's not the external; it's how you deal with the external.
Maybe it was your porn.
That would be okay.
And we love Russell Brand again.
Yeah, well,
you're like, no, yeah, we might not.
Not a fan.
No, still not a fan. Okay, fine. I also noticed that the Zika virus can now be transmitted through sex. Did you see that?
I did. And here's my question for you about this.
Okay.
How did they know it was through sex? I know that she just returned. She had. Yes, but how do they know it wasn't like skin, you know, saliva?
Oh, like they touched.
Yeah,
or...
like how do they know that it was through sexual intercourse? I always am curious.
That's a good point.
We know she had Zika, and then she
had
unprotected sex with him, and
right,
then he tested positive for it. But I don't really understand how they can determine that it was through sex and not maybe, you know, how do they know it's not being transferred through like just kissing or anything? I don't know.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if it's going to deter people from having children with small heads, let's, you know, let's decrease the population as much as we can, people. So this is fine. Spread the Zika virus through sex. Fuck as much as you want with no condoms.
You're not supposed to say the F word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jackie swears a lot.
Sorry.
Her Tourette's apologies. On Friday. Oh, my God. I can't control you, woman. But I still love you and your mouth and every part about you. And I just have a problem with mosquitoes because whenever I put spray on, I'm like adding sauce or something. I'm always the one that gets 10 bitten. Bites. Oh, yeah.
They say that people who get bitten have like a sweeter tasting blood. There's something
really?
Like that. Yeah, I believe that with you.
God. Well, I don't know. I just know that it's not fun, people. Okay, my last, I actually found three related stories, so I lumped them all together. They were from Fusion and The Guardian, and they basically all said about how millennials are not having sex and that the future of sex is total apathy. And I thought that was interesting. I liked it. A lot of what they said was the United States seems to be embarrassingly juvenile, and that we're catching up with Europe, and the future of sex will be like eating. You know, I want a burger, you don't, who cares? Eat the burger.
I mean, yeah. I think that it was interesting because in these articles they were talking about like the advent of Pokemon and just this detaching from reality. And I do think that I can't imagine most millennials are going to have mind-blowing sex at any point in their lives because they become so desensitized to reality.
That's
although, like we were talking about before, the virtual reality, they might have good
VR porn is hot.
Yeah, they might have good sex that way, but certainly not with one another.
Yeah, I could see that. And I also, it was interesting because they said sex is used so much to sell things that it's actually becoming ho hum. That everything now is sold using sex.
Yeah.
So who really cares?
It doesn't have that allure like it used to.
It
sure
doesn't. Okay, anybody want to share anything? Once again, our number is 323-515-9922 or hit us up on social at Love Sex Talk. Do you think it's time for a contest?
I do.
All right, let's get Contest Chewy in here.
Contest
Listeners,
Chewy.
This is Chewy. Chewy is going to head up our contest today.
Hello, hello everyone. Hello, Jackie. Hello,
Sydney.
Hi, Chewy. So what are we giving away?
We are giving away today our Donald Chump inflatable love doll.
I love that thing.
Yeah, it's valued over $25, and I'm sure we'll be giving a couple away.
How many do you want to give away?
Let's give away four.
That's
reasonable, right?
I love
five?
It. Yeah.
Four or five? Four. Let's do four.
You want to do four?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
And I'm just
going to
go out on a whim and say that Katy Perry is what caused Russell Brand's addiction, okay? I don't know if you guys know this, but she was very religious, and she kind of seems a little bit of a prude.
Really?
Yeah. She was like Mormon growing up. So you know that the sex addiction came from like no sex in the relationship.
Is that why Russell Brand's trying to get her attention by not wearing pants?
All I'm saying is that
Orlando.
I find it very hard to believe
right.
that she ever kissed a girl and liked it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I
so she's one of those girls that's a lesbian.
She's playing it up.
Yeah.
She's Nicki Minaj all day on stage, but you take her in the back room and I bet you anything she's just like wants
don't
to cuddle and watch Felicity on Hulu.
Oh my
you know
God.
What I mean?
I think I might like her now.
sounds like my kind of woman.
Something about her is really appealing right
so
now.
So I need to get off that off my chest.
Okay.
But now we
do
can
you feel
go.
Better now?
Yeah, I do.
Chewy?
I can move on. I can do my job now.
Cool.
So I'm here today posing a little bit of a game.
Okay.
And I thought it would be fun if we picked some Craigslist stories.
Okay.
And had the listeners tell me which one was fake.
Okay. So we've got two real and one fake? Awesome.
Yes, correct. And I'll be reading them aloud, and I'm going to let you guys decide.
Okay.
Do we have to unanimously decide?
Nah.
No. I'm going to leave it up to you guys. And, you know, I always love a pun, so if you're creative with your answer, I'm going to put that out there, too.
Okay, cool.
You might be seeing a Donald Trump.
I love it.
Your way.
Yes.
You can always tag us on social media as well at Love Sex Talk and let us know which one you think the fake one is. However, you must be 18 or older to win. These are adult products, people.
Thank
I don't
you.
Make the rules.
Okay.
I just follow them.
Millennials don't care anyway. They're not into sex.
Did you know that they're really bad at like getting tested too? Like the millennial era, there's only a third of them that actually follow those practices. So they're not getting tested. They're not going to these free clinics. I feel like they're not educating themselves at all. So I agree with you guys. I don't think there's any rough sex happening there.
Cosmopolitan
can save their stories for somebody else.
Okay.
So my first story, I'm going to assume that all of these come from the casual encounter.
Yes.
Area?
I believe so.
Because the M for M, W for M.
Oh, know, man for the, woman, man
right.
for man.
Man for woman.
Oh. Okay.
T stands for transsexual. I was going to say tranny, but we can't say that anymore.
Oh, you just did.
Oh, I'm sorry. What up?
You
know, I used to dress in drag. I got the right to say that word.
Good for you.
You know, I sat on my penis for 4 years. I can say tranny all I want.
There you go.
Anyway, so the first story is titled Penis Measuring. It comes from Vancouver.
Okay.
And it reads as follows. A friend of mine and I have been having a long-standing argument about whose penis is larger. We've tried having our girlfriends confirm to the other the exact size, but neither one of us buy it. I don't want to see his penis, and he doesn't want to see mine. That's a lie. I don't want my girlfriend looking at his penis, and he doesn't want his looking at mine. That's also a lie. So we just need a girl to look at both of our penises, in quotes they put individually, and then to both of our faces say which one is bigger. We can't pay much, $50. I'm in the wrong.
I would do it for free.
I would do it for free too. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I was like, I'm in the wrong business. I thought selling sex toys was fun. Okay. So that's number one coming out of Vancouver.
I like number one.
Penis measuring. I can't look at my best friend naked because I'm self-conscious.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is entitled Single Mother Needs Some Lovin'. It's from the Woman for Man section. And it reads, I'm looking for someone that can come over to my place for something fun but quick. I can't drive because my son is here sleeping. Get it, Mom?
Okay.
Being a single mother is hard. Mm-hmm. Just want to say that. Okay.
That's true.
You know what I mean? They need loving too. That's out of Bakersfield, which also doesn't surprise me. Okay, the final story is pie. I'd like you to eat my pie. W for M. Is pie a euphemism in this sentence?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking probably.
She means like American pie, right? Okay.
I'm thinking.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I am entering my first pie contest, and I need someone to taste my pie before I enter. Oh, my goodness. My friends don't like my pie. I need a third party to eat my pie. That's out of Little Rock.
Oh, I kind of believe that one.
That one's definitely true. That
is, oh, my God. 100%. I totally believe that
out
one.
Out of all of those, I feel like the penis measuring one is
fake.
I do,
too. Because
I can believe the penis measuring, too.
Penis measuring, because I don't think men are usually that verbose, and I don't really see him getting into all those details.
I don't know, because some of the straight guys I've met are the gayest guys I've ever met in my life. Like, they get naked right away. There's a lot of, like, funny ha-ha stuff, but it's all, like, super uncomfortable, like I'm crawling out of my skin. My best friend in high school was a captain of the wrestling team, and I was always in situations where it was uncomfortable. I was like, I gotta go. I can't partake in this. All right, listeners, so which one's the real one? Is it penis measuring? Is it the single mother who needs some loving but her baby be asleep? Or is it my pie? Would you like to eat it? Again, follow us on social media.
Yes, at Love Sex Talk. And we're going to have four people that, if they guess right,
we have four winners,
is fake. Then they get a Donald Trump doll from Pipe Dream Products.
Correct. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Contest Chewy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Are they still live? I want to talk to this person.
Right? You want to reply to the pie?
I do want to talk to the pie lady.
Because it's very confusing. At first, I'm like, wait, is she serious? By pie contest, does she mean like amateur stripper contest? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Jackie's going to find out, though. She'll get to the bottom of it.
I will.
I think we need a reply. The compensation is $0, though. They're not going to give you $50.
No, you get the pie. The pie is the reward. People, pie.
You just said a mouthful there.
Pie.
Okay, oh my God. You guys, yeah. So tell me which one's the real one. And
no,
you'll be seeing
one.
Donald Trump. Or I'm sorry, what?
Which one's the fake one?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Which one's the fake one, like I said?
Yeah, like he said, like Contest Chewy said.
Exactly. Right,
thank you, Contest Chewy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'll see you guys next time.
Okay, bye. All right. Anybody want to talk to us about our pie, please call us at 323-515-9922 or email us at letstalk@everybodylovessextalk.com or hit us up on social at lovesextalk. We've waited long enough.
Oh, yes.
Josh Saber.
Oh, my God.
Author of Porn Again, a memoir, and Porn Again, the podcast, as well as the genius in the PR field heading up his own agency, Breaking News PR. He also writes a column for Gay Times and is the contributing author for The Advocate, as well as writing Porn Again 2 right now. Did I miss anything?
No, there's no Porn Again sequel at the moment. The new book's a novel.
It is.
No.
Okay, well, tell our listeners about it. I'm so excited.
It's like a juicy Hollywood novel. It's sort of Dominic Dunn meets Jacqueline Suzanne. So it's a little bit of a throwback in some ways. But anybody who worried about what was in Porn Again that
they
had everyone
really
covered running for cover, they should be really worried because it's fiction now.
Oh,
which means
no
they have
barred.
A little more of a license.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a novel.
Oh my God. How's it going?
It's great. The first draft of the manuscript is due at the beginning of September, so I'm in the home stretch. So this
How
is
long
my
is it
this
you?
Is my break for the week.
Oh, good. It's
been about a year, just over a year.
Okay.
So start to finish, it'll be like 14 months.
Okay.
Don't you hate when people talk in months? Like when people talk about their kids and
Babies.
You have to try to do the math.
Mm, right.
When they'll say to you, you know, my kid's 19 months. I'm like, just say.
Almost 2 years.
I mean, I'm going to start
half.
Telling people I'm 400 and whatever months. Let them
you
figure
should.
It out. At least
you
then you don't have to tell them your age.
Exactly. That makes you, let me
I'm
see, I'm bad at math.
67 months.
So
I don't, I can't figure
19.
It out.
You're 19.
But at what age do you stop that?
Yeah.
At what age do you just call them by the year?
When they reach a year.
I don't know. I just feel like parents give me too much
right?
work
when
to
they
do.
Reach a year.
I think. I know. So what else is going on? Tell me more. I know you're always busy.
There's the book. So, that takes quite a bit of time. And then my column for Gay Times is monthly.
Okay.
So I'm working on that. And that's really all I've had time. Oh, and I'm also producing a movie for Hallmark.
Okay. Yes. Are you killing? You're killing me.
Which is perfect.
Kill me. Are you kidding me?
It's so my brand.
Oh, yeah.
but no, I actually do love that kind of programming, like the Murder, She Wrote kind of thing. So
yes.
I'm the first person to be sitting there and watching Jessica Fletcher till all hours of the morning.
well,
so
you've
yes,
produced
I'm,
before. You've produced, like, for Nancy Grace.
I have.
And
so, actually, Nancy Grace and I are producing this movie. It's a it stars Kelly Martin, and it's based on characters that Nancy had created in her novels. So that
nice.
Airs at the end of October.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Is that
so
why Nancy left, or was she?
No, I mean, the movie projects have been in the works for a while.
Okay.
I think, you know, Nancy's been on HLN for nearly a dozen years, and I think it just sort of got to the point where she, you know, was ready to see what else was out there and to sort of reach people on a different scale. You know, now everything is so interactive and social media driven, and it's funny because Nancy and I have been friends for 20 years before she was even
Nancy
had her
Grace.
Own show, and her passion has always been solving crimes and finding missing people. So as much as people talk about the theatrics of her show and her style, she's genuine in her care for the material and finding people. And I think she feels that now with social media and sort of multimedia platforms, that there are all these other avenues by which to do that. You know, her thing was never about being a TV star. You know, her motivation was always about doing the work. So I think that's where she sort of sees a new opportunity to try something that's a little more multi-platform.
Good for her.
But enough about
her.
Yeah. She's not here and I am.
You are here. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. We're going to be right back with Josh Sabera right after this. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening to Everybody Loves Sex Talk with Jackie and Sunny.
I know. I stole the Jackie. That's Okay. Thank you for tuning in. We are talking to the gorgeous Josh Sabara with his eggplant t-shirt. He is the author of Porn Again, as well as a lot of other good, juicy things, as we were talking about. So, Josh.
I love how you're like the Vanna White of the ship.
I'm like, <You're> like
I'd like to
are
buy a vowel. She's like, I'd like to buy a vowel and some fucks to give about your. Oh. I'd like to buy a vowel. I'll leave it at that.
You guys. Oh, the Tourette's is flaring here in the studio today. So, Josh.
You know, I did date a porn star slash hooker who had Tourette's.
Okay, there's a story right there.
I know, it's in the book.
It's
in the book.
Which chapter is that?
It's a chapter called Working Stiff. He wound up, it's a very sad story, actually. He wound up, he passed away while we were dating.
Yeah. Oh, that is sad. Yeah. Okay, now we have to go
back
up.
But the Tourette's part is, there. I mean.
And that was legit? Like, he would do scenes and have, like.
Well, no, not in the scenes. But when you meet him in person. Well, it was one of those things that wasn't so much wild expletives as much as it was the tics that people have when they, you know, there's different levels and kinds. It wasn't that he would yell something dirty out, sadly.
Yeah, right. That would have been hot.
It was more of a sniffle.
Okay.
But that's still sad. It's kind of a interesting.
I want to ask you a question because you were a virgin until you were
31.
How does
I've made up for lost time, Jackie.
I'm so glad. And you should. So just for a year, you've only been at it for a year.
Exactly. Right? It's been such a short period of time.
But how did you find yourself in that situation? Was it the challenge of coming out? Like, what was it that...
No, you know, and I go into this in detail in Porn Again. It really was that I had been bullied from such a young age. From the time I was 6 years old, I had adults who, like, my parents would send us off to day camp, and there were counselors at the camp who would make fun of me. And when it's drilled into you from that age, when people are telling you, people you're supposed to feel safe with, are telling you that there's something wrong with you or there's something bad about you, you know, it sort of taught me early to push it all down and focus on other things. And, you know, I felt like I had to work overtime to be acknowledged or feel worthy or be liked. So I made my career... You know, as I always tried to stay a step ahead of everyone else. So, for example, in high school, I was writing for the newspaper, the main newspaper in Palm Beach County. So that was a special thing. So I got attention for that. Then I decided that, you know, there were things on my body I didn't like. So I sort of had a plastic surgery addiction. I did. And then got a lot of attention for that. Then I got into the movie business, and people love when you're connected to celebrities. So that fills you up a little bit. Then I moved up very quickly in the movie business. And by the time you're a senior executive at a studio, people don't really care what you're doing in your personal life. They just want the connection.
Yep.
So I used everything around me to sort of fill myself up and didn't really face who I was until...
What was 30. The turning point? Like, what was it that you realized at 31, okay, I'm ready to just do it?
Well, you know, somebody invited me to, I was working with somebody at a studio who invited me to her son's bar mitzvah, of all things. And she sat me, what I didn't know is that she surmised that I was gay. I mean, it's kind of obvious. I thought I was, you know, good at hiding
it. You're so secretive.
Right. And never mind, like, the fire behind me. And she invited me, you know, under the and we weren't close enough that you would include me in that kind of family event. So I should have really processed that there was more to it.
Oh.
And coincidentally, I was seated next to a very attractive guy who, you know, kept looking at me all night. And I wound up darting out of there as early as I could. Like, they served dinner. And I said, I just have to run to the restroom. And I was out of there. And never went back.
Aww.
But when I left, I started to think to myself, like, wow, this guy's really attractive, and I'm 30 years old, and this might be the person. And all of a sudden, it was during holiday time, and I went home to Florida for the holidays, and I could not stop thinking about it. Like, it was eating me up, and I thought to myself, you know what? I got to get back to California, find a therapist, because I needed to say it to somebody who was objective. You know, when you tell a family member or you tell your friends, they're very supportive and they rally around you, and that's great. But I needed somebody who was objective, who had no interest in me other than the fact that she was getting $150 an hour to talk to me. And I didn't even know what it felt like to say I'm gay. Like, I'd never even said the words.
Right.
So I needed to get it out there. So I got back to LA, and my parents said they knew something was up because I kept saying I needed to find a therapist as soon as I got back. And then I started with a trainer as soon as I got back. And that was that. And then I went on a date with the guy. It's sort of in here in the book. And he turned out to be like a smarmy person that I didn't need to have a relationship with. But it sort of, in some ways, I'm grateful because it opened the door.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That was a long story.
But isn't it kind of upsetting that they're like, you're perfect for this guy. He's really smarmy.
Well, I don't think that I think they were friends, and I don't think she saw it that way.
Oh, she didn't see it.
And also, you know what's interesting about dating is that when people set you up, nobody knows. If you're somebody's friend, that doesn't mean that you know what they're like to date.
Yeah, that's true.
What they're like on a personal level is very different than how they behave in a very personal, intimate way.
That's true.
So they'll say, this person's great, he's my best friend, he's amazing, and they don't really know that he's an ass in that environment or that scenario.
Right.
So, you know, I think her intentions were good, but she didn't know everything about him.
Yeah. Okay, so it's summer, and I know you've been busy.
Yes.
But did you have any summer love?
Actually, I may have had a few little
flings
pieces during the summer, yes.
You did? How do you find people to hook up with? Are these people that you know, or are you on, like, an app?
Well, I have used the apps before. I just have found, you know, I've sort of laid off them, as it were, because I just have, with things going on in the world and everything being so uncertain, I find it to be a little more frightening than I used to.
Yeah.
So I feel like safety-wise, it's not as comfortable for me as it used to be. So I really depend on setups or, you know, people introducing me to somebody. You know, that's, what about you? Well, you're married.
And she's married.
And you're married.
No setups for us.
Well, if you know anybody.
If we know anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
The lines are open. Sunny, what was that number?
It's 323-515-9922.
So
there
you go.
Hey, Josh, you're going to stay with us for Afterglow, right?
Always.
Uncensored. Okay. Thank you, all of our listeners, for listening. We love you.
Love you very much.
And we'd love to hear from you. So do give us a call or email us at letstalk@everybodylovesextalk.com or hit us up on social at lovesextalk. And remember, Contest Chewy had that contest. Let us know which you thought was the wrong, or the fake, I should say, the fake Craigslist story, and you could win a Donald Trump doll from Pipe Dream Products. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Wow, so you're a sex addict too.
Sex, 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 what can I say?
Right, right, I mean, you said it all. It's such a burden. I mean, people don't realize what we go through on a day-to-day basis.